These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.
Hello, and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB news team. On this episode, how tomato tariffs could impact tomato growers in Georgia. A petition calls for shutting off river access at a Macon park after three drowning deaths there last week. And with a heat advisory issued for much of Georgia today, we'll talk about how to prepare for a scorcher.
We remind people, hey, take this seriously, even on days whenever there's not an extreme heat advisory.
Today is Monday, July 21st. I'm Orlando Montoya, and this is Georgia Today. Calls for safety changes are growing after three people drowned in the Okmulgee River at Emerson River Park in Macon last week. Authorities say 28-year-old Johnny Young Collins drowned while trying to rescue his girlfriend's daughters, 7-year-old Summer Lewis and 10-year-old Skylar Worthen. It's the latest in a series of tragedies at the park. At least two others drowned there in June. A new petition is urging Macon-Bibb County to permanently close river access. The sheriff's office says conditions on the river are often unpredictable. Sergeant Chris Williams with the Bibb County Sheriff's Office says the current is always a threat, even when the water looks calm.
Normally, when you come out to the river, you're going to deal with a current. Current, you know, it doesn't care your height, your weight. Current will sneak up on you and it will drift you further out into the river.
So far this year, 46 people have drowned in Georgia's natural waterways. Last week, the Trump administration announced a 17% tariff on tomatoes imported from Mexico. Georgia growers are hoping the increase could boost demand for their product. Tomatoes are a $90 million crop in the state, about half of it in southwest Georgia's Decatur County, according to 2023 FarmGate data. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
Georgia isn't the best state for growing tomatoes. High humidity raises the chance of disease in the crop, and that's why most U.S. tomatoes come from Florida and California. But that doesn't stop local farmers from trying. Daniel Parson is a farmer educator at Emory University's Oxford College Farm. He's been growing tomatoes in the South for 25 years, and they often sell well at local farmers markets. But he says sudden demand doesn't always benefit local growers, since tomatoes take time.
If we want to have more tomatoes, we go back to our planning stages, and next year, next July, we can have more tomatoes.
And those long-term planning efforts might be upended again if tariffs don't materialize. Right now, 70% of tomatoes consumed in the U.S. are grown in Mexico. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Georgia Congressman Mike Collins is giving off strong hints that he intends to join a growing field of GOP candidates, hoping to unseat Democratic U.S. Senator John Ossoff in the 2026 election. A video posted by the Jackson Republican today mentions the race and includes the messages "Tires kicked, fueling up, and stay tuned." If he enters the race, he'll face, as of now, his U.S. House colleague Buddy Carter and Insurance Commissioner John King in a GOP primary. Several other Republicans also are considering campaigns after Governor Brian Kemp said he would not seek the seat. Excessive heat index values are prompting the National Weather Service to issue heat advisories for much of Georgia today. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more on preparing for the dangerously hot conditions.
There are lots of ways to stay cool and enjoy Georgia's summers, like spending an afternoon at your local public pool. But on hot days when there's not a body of water to dunk into, heat safety is essential. Kristen Patton with the South Health District in Valdosta says they've been getting the message out early.
We remind people, hey, take this seriously, even on days whenever there's not an extreme heat advisory.
In Georgia, a heat advisory is issued by the National Weather Service if the heat index, known as the feels-like temperature, is at least 103 degrees. Advisories have gone out already this summer, and more are coming. This week, temperatures could reach 110 in parts of Georgia, according to forecasts. So Patton says for people working or spending time outside,
just make sure that you're drinking plenty of water, at least 2 to 4 cups of water every hour.
People without AC should take cold showers or baths. Megan Herendine with the Southwest Health District in Albany says if heat exhaustion presents,
you'll have symptoms like headache, nausea, dizziness.
Anything worse should be considered an emergency. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
A panel convened by the former Chief Justice of Georgia's Supreme Court is proposing limits on the use of artificial intelligence in Georgia courtrooms. The committee issued a report outlining the potential benefits and risks of courtroom AI as other states begin to tackle the issue. Among the recommendations, the panel suggests Georgia courts clearly identify acceptable and unacceptable uses of AI. It says generally unacceptable uses include using AI to help in jury selection and using AI translation in certain cases. The report came at the request of now-retired Chief Justice Michael Boggs and is aimed at informing policy and practice in Georgia's legal system. In business news, Georgia film industry giant Tyler Perry is back with new plans to expand his Atlanta studio. His company on Friday filed plans with state officials for a 38-acre expansion to include office and theater space. Last year, Perry paused expansion plans over concerns about the impact of artificial intelligence on the film industry. And Trader Joe's plans to open a new Georgia location. The California-based grocer last week announced 30 new stores, including one in Peachtree City, south of Atlanta. Trader Joe's has 10 locations in Georgia, all of them in Metro Atlanta. In Georgia sports, the San Francisco Giants will try to stop their 3-game road losing streak in a matchup against the Atlanta Braves at Truist Park tonight. The Braves' Ronald Acuna Jr. hit a solo home run against the New York Yankees in Atlanta yesterday, but it wasn't enough to save the Braves from a 4-2 defeat. Atlanta United likewise fell to traveling competition at home over the weekend. Tristan Mayumba and Emmanuel Latela scored for the Five Stripes, who had spells of dominance but couldn't stop a late-game push by Charlotte FC. Atlanta lost 3-2 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And in golf, the U.S. Girls Junior competition ended on Saturday with its first-ever Canadian winner. 15-year-old Aphrodite Deng of Calgary, Alberta, won her third junior major title. The 36-hole final was held this year at Atlanta Athletic Club. And that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. Visit gpb.org/news. For more on many of these stories, and more from our newsroom of reporters from across the state. If you'd like to give us feedback, send that to us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. And we always invite you to hit that subscribe button. It helps you, and it helps us, by making sure you're always current with us in your podcast feed. I'm Orlando Montoya. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Georgia Today.